As you should know, we are in the right in the midst of Restaurant Week. For the 30th year, Restaurant Week has rolled out, and it helps an awful lot of charities. And every one of those 30 years, plus a few more, has been we've been welcoming Richard Chamberlain and Chamberlain's Steak and Fish as a participant. And Richard Chamberlain joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
So Restaurant Week's been around for 30 years. You've been around for 33 years.
That's right.
That's a remarkable run for both. But, I mean, the good, just to talk about Restaurant Week for a second, because you guys contribute, I think it's $12 of every meal over to, since you're on in Dallas County, the North Texas Food Bank. This is an enormous benefit to these charities.
Amazing. I mean, tens of millions of dollars been raised over the last 30 years. And, we got involved. They came to us 30 years ago and said, hey, we've got this small group of restaurants that we invite. I don't know if you remember Jim White,
Jim was a very good friend.
One of the greatest guys ever. And, great radio personality, had the Food and Wine show. And I knew if Jim came to me in about an event like this, that it was going to be good. And so all that to say, the idea was to create a way to bring people into restaurants during a very slow time. August is slow in Dallas. It's hot like it is now. People leave for, other states where it's cooler. And school starting back in, it's slow. So let's create a week of, discounted, beautiful discounted food and really nice restaurants, and then give a portion to help the community and to help, people that need it. And I thought, hey, why not? And literally, I think it was about 30 restaurants back then that was the first year. And it was hugely successful. And for us, for the charity, for everybody. And so, and that's why we've been part of it for 30 years. It just continues to build.
And your restaurant's been around for 33 years. So, thinking about what you've been through. You've been through, 9/11 and the financial meltdown of 08 and 09. We thought the wheels are going to fall. And then when we locked everybody up during COVID, and you survived. That's a real testimony. And now you've got inflation and high gasoline prices, and all your distributors, I'm sure, are raising prices because diesel prices are going up. How do you survive something like this?
I guess it's one day at a time, but really, every twist and turn, in my mind, with economy, with challenges as it relates to cost, whatever it might be, we're a one restaurant entity. And what we do is we bring all of our minds together. We call all of our restaurant friends and we say, okay, how are we going to get through this? And you strategize. But really, in the end, it's really about just taking care of guests, right? I mean, that's really all we do. If we just focus on, if we can take all this stuff, this other very difficult stuff to manage out, and we just focus on caring for the guest every night, I got to tell you, it works out. It really works out.
But I've seen, I know a lot of your friends have expanded, and they've overexpanded, they've sold out to chains or been rolled up into conglomerates and other companies and swallowed up. But you stay. Yep. And part of the argument was diversification. Maybe it's weak at Richardson, but you can be strong in Dallas, and Fort Worth is making up for the losses you have in Dallas or whatever. You stay as a one shop, as one entity.
Yeah, absolutely. We were just talking about this in our manager meeting. We do a weekly manager meeting to talk about all this stuff and how we can be better. And really it comes down to pivot. Okay, pivoting is so key in this business, in every business. So the great thing about being a smaller operation and independently owned, and I'd say we're certainly probably one of the oldest, certainly steak, chef-owned restaurants in the Dallas area, maybe in Texas. But we've been around a long time. Dunstan's has been around for even longer, you know, great little place down there.
Sure.
But what I'd say is, you know, we're able to change very quickly. So when big companies are big, you know, state competitors, that when they want to change something on their menu, it takes literally months. It's like a giant cruise ship trying to turn, right?
Yeah.
We literally can do it in a day. We can reprint our menus in a day. We can talk about how we want to change service in a day, how we want to be better. It takes them months to roll something out. We can do something literally in a day. You know, you mentioned the downturn of 2008. And one of the things, you know, so we had nobody in our restaurants. There was no business travel. And at the same time, the price of lobsters in New England crashed because, you know, restaurants weren't serving lobster. Yeah. Nobody was doing any business. So I called a lobster guy directly and I said, what is the best price that you can give me on whole lobsters shipped directly? I'll pick them up at the airport. He said, $5 a pound. Well, that was less than half of what we were paying at the time, you know, from a vendor. So we launched a special called All You Can Eat Lobster. And I took all the money, all the marketing money I had left, and I did a billboard on the tollway. It cost me like $5,000. And all it said was All You Can Eat Lobster at Chamberlain's. They came out of the woodworks. People could not resist it. Who could resist it? And so, you know, it was all about just filling seats. Okay, you know, I didn't make money on lobster. I broke even. But, you know, this guy's wife would order a sea bass. They'd order a bottle of wine. So I had to generate, you know, some kind of income. And that's what really got us through 9/11 was just being, you know, creative. You know, where do we find an idea here? And at our restaurant, it's not about necessarily me, you know, calling the shots. It's sitting down with a table of very experienced people and saying, who has the best idea today?
Well, but it's your name on it, and you're the guy whose neck is out there. He's probably going to get cut right now. But so I guess the idea is to get them in the door. And if they, once they get in the door, they like it and they come back. And that really was sort of the premise of Restaurant Week. I mean, you're charging $59 and giving 12 bucks away to charity. You're not making any money on these meals.
It's a giveaway. But here's the thing. We've been doing it for 30 years. And I'll tell you a story about a guest that was in just the other night. And this couple said, you know, we came in 22 years ago for Restaurant Week. And we've celebrated since then because we love the food. We love the service. And we've been celebrating every anniversary, every birthday, every childbirth that we've had. And now we've had multiple celebrations. And this is our place because 22 years ago, we found you through Restaurant Week and we loved you. And so that's, you know, it's not about making money on a little three course menu during the month of August. It's that is not the point. I'll tell you another kind of a quick story that happened the other night when I was in the restaurant that just made me so excited. So one of the things that we've been preaching for a long time with our service staff is, often people will come in and they think because it's a reduced menu or because it's a reduced price on a very good menu that maybe they're going to be treated less than, right? It's not the guy that's, you know, spending $150, $200 a person. Maybe their tip's not going to be good. So they're coming in with an expectation that maybe it's not going to be as great. So a number of years ago, we encouraged the staff to say these words, and that is, thank you for supporting Restaurant Week. It really raises a lot of money to help a lot of needy people. And when people hear that from the host staff, from the server, from the bartenders, over and over, they understand. And actually, just the other night, the CEO of the North Texas Food Bank was in. She was sitting on a table in the restaurant with five people. And right next to her, a table sat down. And one of our servers walked up to that table and he said, I'd just like to thank you for supporting Restaurant Week tonight. It really helps a lot of people. And she heard that, and she just couldn't believe it. She just thought that was the greatest thing in the world. But really, again, that's what it's about. It's about treating people nicely that are supporting a great cause and not looking at the short term of, how do we make, a few dollars off of this, but the long term, how do we make these people lifetime guests? And let me tell you, it works.
Richard, it is pretty darn clear why you've made it through 9/11 and the financial meltdown and COVID and whatever else they're going to throw at us again. Richard Chamberlain, of course, is the proprietor of Chamberlain Steak and Fish. And we look forward to maybe a 31st year of Restaurant Week and a 34th year of Chamberlain. It's good to spend some time with you again.
Thank you so much for having me. And hey, we'll be here 31, 32, 33. Looking forward to it. Really appreciate it.
For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.